Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Mystic Records Radio. We're here with COA and from Underexposure, and we're going to play a song, Mob Rules.
Fantastic. How are you, Candace?
I'm doing good. I'm so glad to have you in the studio.
Awesome.
Looks like we have Doug Moody with us as well.
Hello. Good morning to you all.
Good morning.
I'm
happy to be able to chat with you.
Well, we have Kevin Rehack from COA, and we have Josh Wilson on with the new band from Underexposure. We just released their album yesterday, and it's already hitting the stores, and everybody is excited. Okay, Kevin. Are you there?
Hello? I'm here.
Hi. Okay, so tell our audience about COA.
All right, well, COA, we started in 1986 in the San Fernando Valley. And our original members, Kevin Heller on drums, Ken on bass, myself and Bill Stevenson were on guitar. And our singer was a guy named Todd Wedekind, who was shortly after replaced by our current singer, George. George Snow also has played with Jughead's Revenge and Bad Samaritans. He's still with Bad Samaritans as well. And we played, we started out basically high school parties. You know, that type of deal. We actually grew up with all the guys in the Grim, San Fernando Valley area. They're more Calabasas, but we definitely played our fair share of parties with them. And we continued on through the 90s. I'd say our first big show was with a band called Evil and King Diamond at the Reseda Country Club. And that was after kind of a lineup change a little bit. We had Joey Ramici, who is later to go on with Jughead's Revenge and Black Fag and a bunch of other bands. And
I remember that band Black Flat Fag from quite a few years ago.
Got a question,
still around.
Andy?
Yes?
Hello? Got a question,
yes,
if you would.
Go
yeah.
ahead.
I heard the name Hella being with you in the early days. Any relation to the Rick who played with the Aggression and then went to Dr. No and then went to Scotland with the band, you know, from England?
No, no relation. Kevin Heller was a brilliant drummer, though.
Yeah, okay. Just wondering, because we lost track of Rick Heller, and he was the one who abandoned Dr. No and came from playing with Dr. No and said he didn't want to be a heavy metal band or heavy metal. He wanted to be in a punk band, and he left and went with the punks back to Scotland. You remember that,
Exploited.
Candy?
He went with
yeah,
Exploited.
He went,
he went with them,
and we've lost track of him ever since. But welcome aboard, you guys. Candy will tell you, I'm 89 now, and so she carries the banner very heavily. She is introducing the groups on the computer. I'm not good at the computer. I'm still some good in the studio, and I'm currently putting together a new Super 7 lineup because Super 7 launched all the original bands. I don't know, it might be before your time or not, but we launched half LPs on 7-inch records when everybody was doing 45. We did 33 and a third, and we put out half an LP, 12 minutes of music, six on each side. We did that on 7-inch records and launched some 300 bands in the 70s and 80s. And I'd like to go back and pull out the old recordings and add new bands. So what my plan is, and I'm putting it to you, do you think maybe you might be interested, is we put out a new line of Super 7 records with two old bands on one side and two new bands introducing themselves with the old bands. How do you think? Would you like to be one side is NOFX or Bad Religion or whatever? Whatever we have on the originals, instead of putting out 7-inch records, I'd rather put out LPs and introduce new groups. So I'd like you to bandy that around and see how you feel comfortable with it or not. What do you say, Candy?
I'll tell you right now, we would absolutely love to do something like that.
Good. Then Candy will put it together, and I'll put the studio stuff together, and we'll contact you, and you'll be one of the first new Super 7 records of 2018. Welcome aboard. Love it very much, and you're joining a family that cares about keeping people alive.
Absolutely. And I appreciate that, and I feel that, and I could be happier to have made the choice to go with you guys, and that the Super 7 sounds like absolutely what we were hoping for. So,
thank you, Kevin of COA.
I can't agree more with Kevin. It's an excellent idea to get especially the new band's exposure with the bigger names.
Well, you know, they all started out as unknown.
You got the ball again, Candy. Take it. When she came aboard, now I knew her when she was like 20 years old in the 70s, and she would be running around with this damn camera and filming everything and everybody. Now we're going to put her in charge of everything at Mystic because she is absolutely a well at putting things together, holding them together, and making the internet a homeland for Mystic Records. She's done all that by herself. Congratulations.
No, not
thank
by
you.
Myself because
you.
I can't do it without all of the artists, which we have another caller on the line from 661 area code. Caller, what's your name and where are you calling from?
Mark Wilson, Mystic Mark.
Hi, Mystic
Hello,
Mark.
Mark.
Is back with
I haven't heard from you in ages. My God, that's a voice. He was 17 years old when he joined Mystic.
I wasn't quite that young, but I was young.
All right, that was the candy. Take over, please, and I want to listen to your show. Okay.
We would like to hear a little bit from Josh Wilson, who joined in. He was in the middle of a fishing trip, and he called in so that we can talk to him for a bit about his new album that was just released. The Crackhead Connection, and his band is From Under Exposure. How you doing, Josh?
I'm good. How about yourself?
Fine. Welcome to Mystic.
Thank you for having us. We can't be more appreciative to, being welcomed into the family like you've welcomed us.
Aw, that is really nice. And thank you for taking time out in your fishing trip to come in and be on the radio show today.
Oh, yeah, always.
So tell us a little bit about your band.
Well, we started, FUX started about 20 years ago in Salinas. We, our former original members, Adam Venuti and John Ugali, they're no longer with the group, obviously.
We're actually called in. And on hold.
And
hey, I can hear Dave Levine speaking. Hi, Dave.
Oh, hey. How are you?
Hi.
We didn't know we were live.
That was Kevin.
Hey, Kevin. What's up, man?
Not a whole lot. And Josh, I was going to say something real quick. We played with you guys at Five Star Bar not too long ago.
Ooh. Yes, sir.
Oh, yeah. Anyways,
that was a fun show.
That was a blast.
The Crackhead Connection originated. We used to practice in the ghettos of Salinas, and I mean, you couldn't get into the place without getting bullets shot at you. So we wrote this album around the experience of what we got from practicing at this place.
Well, punk rock is known to have some wild antics going on, and I'm sorry to hear you had such a hard time getting in your club, but doing things that we don't necessarily like just builds character and makes us who we are,
Yeah, no doubt. It definitely inspired a great album.
Yeah.
Or EP, should I say.
There you go. Well, yeah, and we're doing the Super 7 Records again, so it'll be really good to have you out there. And I'm going to start off with a song here, Get Up and Get Out by the Hymen Blasters.
Talk to me, brother. Tell me what you know. Talk to me, brother, and open up your soul. I've seen a lot of good things, but got to take the bad. And one thing I've got to tell you now is open up that soul. Take a sense of life now, brother, and never it for long. Breathe the air around you and never till it's gone. Talk to me, brother. Tell me what you know. Talk to me, brother, and open up that soul. Get the fuck out of the water, get it in my mind, there ain't no question, but love is my direction, get the fuck out.
have Dave Levine here with us.
I want to just tell you, it's so great to listen to bands today that take me back to when my younger days and when I was an original punk in England. Thank you, guys. Bless your hearts. Welcome aboard, and we'll do all we can to keep you going and alive in our world, which is Mystic Land. It may be imaginary, but it's growing. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you.
You're welcome, Doug.
Thank you. Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Doug.
Yep.
You've made
That's
it all possible.
That's
well,
an older
I tried.
Song,
I started it, but you guys are keeping it alive, and you're making it your world. And I'm happy to be a part of it, and I'll be here as long as I can, launching bands, relaunching them, and building new worlds like we've done Nardcore, which is Oxnard and Hardcore Land, and Slimy Valley. We got new LPs coming out with you all on Slimy Valley. And now with the Rotters moving up to Portland, Oregon, we made Portland, Oregon into Punkland. So Mystic's growing, and you're making it grow. Thank you, thank you.
Thank
you're welcome,
well,
man.
You are a wee. That's Doug and I's new little terminology. There's no you or I. It's you are a wee. Because we are a family. All right, so Dave.
Run like a co-op.
Yes.
It pleases me so much to realize that not only are we bringing Mystic back to reality, but we're bringing back Candace's world. Kathy DeGrand, which I spent every Saturday night recording bands at Kathy DeGrand, and she was running around with a camera filming them, and... Well, we will be having Kathy DeGrand live with Sony Films one of these days in the future. We're going to take all Candace's films and all my recordings, put them together. You wear a hat and you're back in Kathy DeGrand. You know, you wear realistic TV. So I don't know whether it's going to work or not, but we're going to bring back Kathy DeGrand next.
All right.
Okay.
Yeah.
You know, I used to have these reoccurring dreams that the Cafe de Grand was coming back and it was there, and I would see myself there at the club. And, you know, I quit having those dreams after we launched the Cafe de Grand Hollywood label.
It's your label, it's your world, and it's going to be alongside Mystic. Part of Mystic if you want it, and I would not have Mystic being loved so much and being adopted by all these groups if it weren't for you, Candace, your energy, your love, and your affection and your devotion to these groups is pulling me back into the workplace, and I'm ready to put the harness on. Let's go build some more. Build some more.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I would like to hear from Dave Levine. They're in the studio today recording some new tracks they're laying down for Mystic. Hello, Dave.
Hey, Candace, how you doing? Yeah, just wanted to check in with you real quick because we're on a break here. But, yeah, we're out at Lion City Studio, recording studios out here in Ventura, California. Laying down the last few tracks for the next one. We haven't got a name yet, but we'll figure one out pretty soon. I'm here with Tyler Tipp and Feely Londeros. Did I get that right?
Hi, guys. Yeah.
Okay.
And welcome from me, too.
And Doug Moody. So can you guys hear?
Hey,
yeah.
What's up, Doug?
How you doing, yeah?
How you doing, brother?
I'm so thrilled to have you on board that... You know, I'm feeling young again. You've probably knocked off 25 years off my age, and I'm feeling like working again. Thank you very much, guys.
Oh, well, we're glad to hear it. We're here to make some music for you.
Good. Build your world. Build your world and live in it. It's all we can do because I've spent my life and I've had 53 gold and platinum records from making it when we had disc jockeys. Now we have to make it because we don't have any help from radio. So We'll build a world that we can control and live in. Call it Mystic Land and call it Kathy DeGrand Club, and we're going to turn it into a movie world next.
That's what we're planning on doing. We're going to get a gold record somehow, one way or the other.
Even if
one way or the other.
One, you'll get one, okay?
Yeah.
I think that, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say we got to get back to work because we're paying by the hour over here.
Thank you. Goodbye from Doug.
Thanks, Doug. We'll see you, Dave Levine, in the Hyman Blasters.
Hey, Dave,
on
we'll talk soon, too. Let's get a show together.
Yes.
Thanks, man. I'll talk to you guys soon, man.
Okay, break a leg and lay down those tracks. We'll be looking for it. Love those vocals. Dave Levine has the best vocals.
Say bye, guys.
We'll see you.
All right, that's goodbye from Lion Studios and the Hyman Blasters in Ventura. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
Bye. We're going to play some All Twisted then. Just from the Hyman Blasters, who just left and went back into the studio so that they can finish recording their new album that they have coming out on Mystic. And we're here in the studio with Doug Moody and Kevin from COA. Hello, Kevin.
Right on. Right on, Candy. I just want to thank both of you guys for welcoming us aboard. And Hyman Blasters, Dave, I've known him for a long time. We played plenty of shows together, and it feels good to be part of a family. So thank you guys very much.
Well, and you know, we're really excited to be working with everyone and keeping everyone together. And I love the idea that, you know, all the bands help one another and play shows together. And, you know, it's the United We Stand whole ideology, because, you know, united we stand and divided we fall. And, you know, the best way to keep everything going is to work together, and there is no I in we. It's U R O
we. For sure, we got to have each other's backs, and build,
bless you
like,
for
like
having
Doug
that
said,
thought, Candy, and bless you guys for backing us up. I just am so thrilled to be alive and well 50 years after putting out records. I came to America, and 60 years ago, I started putting out records in the 50s, and I'm very grateful to be included in your world, and I'll do everything I can to expose you and to help you become well known, and that's our dedication. Candice came back to Mystic after being with us in 1970, and look at her now. She's in charge, queen of the internet. And thank you guys for supporting her. You're giving me the willpower to get back there and rebuild Mystic all over the world so that you have a rightful place to get out and speak your mind.
All right.
Yeah.
And you're welcome, too, Doug. Thank you.
Yeah, and on that note, we have another COA song coming at you the way it is.
On guitar, George Snow, original, on vocals, and then we've got Jody Kern on drums.
Ah, those drums. Okay, Jody. Doug was able to meet Jody in Highland Park a few years ago, and I took a few pictures of them chatting. It was pretty cool. You remember that,
That's
Doug?
That's awesome.
Yes,
that
I
was-
do. And that was the, wasn't that at the old army place or something?
Yeah, the, oh, I forget what you call it.
Yeah,
but,
and they had
there were
people,
bullets
well,
flying outside when people were trying to get in, just like Josh Wilson noted from Salinas. How they were doing, you know.
Yeah, and then we had gunfire. We were greeted by gunfire. I remember that
night.
Yeah,
Doug and I were at that show, Kevin. It was outrageous. It's sad.
But I loved hearing the music just now. It put fire in me. Thank you.
All right, you bet.
Well, that's the album of COA that I released on Mystic last week. It's called Mob Rules.
I love the sound of it. I'm going to go and delve back and listen to more of it. Thank you.
All
it
right,
was very exciting.
Right. Thank you, Doug.
Well, I don't know what the future is for punk or Mystic or you or I, but I'm throwing my hat in the ring again like I did in the 70s and saying, I don't care how many groups want to speak their mind. This is a free country, and damn it, we'll get it out there, and they will be able to speak their mind. This is their country, their world, and so it may be called Mystic, and it may be imaginary, but I will tell you this. Before I leave this earth, Mystic will be as big a name as Disney World. So there you are.
Hey, that's an idea. We could make my ranch into a new Mystic
there
land.
There you go, girl. That's it. Pour on the coals. Let's get a bigger fire.
Yeah, I got 135 acres here, Kevin. We could make a instead of Disneyland, we could make a Mystic land, and we could have the different segments. Like we could have the Nardcore stage, the Slimy Valley stage. You know,
go for it, go
stage.
Work for it, and put it together. I'm with you 100%. Whatever you want to do, everything I have, Mystic is partially yours because it really doesn't exist unless you're part of it. Unless you're making it work, it doesn't exist. It's a figment of my imagination, and its only reality is people like you making it a reality. Bless you. Thank you. It's my dream that anybody who wants to get on stage has a stage waiting for them called Mystic. Get up there and say what you want.
Well, if they think punk rock bowling is the big thing, that's right. And if they think punk rock bowling is the biggest thing ever, wait till they see the Mystic Land stages we're going to put together.
Bless your heart.
Mystic Land.
I know that we all have an inner feeling of what we want to live with and how we want to live with each other. Let's make it possible.
There you go. That's right. And on that note, even though Josh Wilson had to go back to his fishing, we have his latest song out on Mystic. Sound that's picking up in the background.
I have.
Yeah, do you have a TV on or something?
No, I don't have a sound going. There's no sound in my house here, no.
Oh, okay. Well, it stopped when you started talking, so I don't know. It's all good. Anyway, we're back here in the studio with Kevin.
I'm sorry. I'm talking over Magic Jack, a computer phone, so it probably is picking up something on the air.
I see. Okay, well, it sounds nice and clear now. And, well, it goes in and out. But anyway, I'm so glad that you're bringing back the Super 7 records.
Yeah, I think it's an idea, and if the groups like it, then it's time to do it. So we'll talk more about it, and it will be something for us to look forward to, having Super 7 records, because it was a success in the 70s and 80s when we started putting out the records. The first group I remember became the Minutemen, and that was,
Hey Taxi.
Remember the,
Hey Taxi.
Hey Taxi, yeah, in around 1970s, Hey Taxi, we recorded and launched them on the Super 7. What, darling?
I believe that was in 1979 Hey Taxi came out.
Yeah, somewhere around there, yes. So that was the Super 7 record, too. So we go back quite a way. And also, instead of going on Super 7, all the bands, I can't remember, but the one where we pressed the records in the rain, I'll have to tell you that story one day, with the pressing plant that had no roof, and we had to press the records with umbrellas, so we went round grabbing these big umbrellas from these coffee shops and putting them over the pressing, and we pressed records in the rain in Hollywood. And it's a story that is unbelievable, but we pressed this record, and
and that's the reason why Judge
success.
Bought his own.
What was it? It was called Success. You can't argue with
success. Yes.
Remember?
I remember that, yes.
It was all the Long Beach groups, and we put the first Mystic record out. Originally, all those bands were recording for Super 7 Records. And so we put them all together, and, we launched the first record on Mystic because, we had no place to go. So we started Mystic Records with You Can't Argue With Success. And we didn't have an album cover, so we took a picture of the bums sleeping out back of Mystic Studios in Hollywood, and then they had all their treasures in these shopping carts. So that was the first record on Mystic, was a picture of the bums sleeping out in our back parking lot, and with all their treasures and all the groups from Long Beach.
Yeah, that's
awesome.
That was, let me see, F Troop was on that, Crude,
yes.
Red Beret, Nuclear
yeah.
Baby Food, Mad Society,
yeah.
Secret Hate, No Crisis, Conservatives, and Even Worse. The band Even Worse.
Even Worse.
The
yeah.
band Even Worse. That was 1982
yeah.
that came out.
Yes. That was
you
the first record on Mystic, actually, the first one we did, but with different
Roger
bands.
Rogerson. With Roger Rogerson.
Yeah, what was it, Roger's group?
Circle Jerks.
That's right. Roger brought all these bands in and said, you're starting to, because we had just done the Family Guys, you know.
Family Guys.
Their label. Youth Brigade.
Oh, Youth Brigade.
I financed Youth Brigade, and they promised to put unknown bands out. They only wanted on their label groups that were known that would make big shows. So I was forced into a position because I had promised the bands that they were going to go on a label that would launch them. So I had to be the label because the label didn't want to launch. After I was financing the label, they didn't want to launch Unknown. So I was forced into starting Mystic Records because that's the way it was. And so instead of enlarging Super 7 Records, Mystic Records started off with Roger Rogerson bringing in all those groups and telling me they're yours, you develop them. So I did.
Yeah, he was the original bass player for the Circle Jerks. I used to book them a lot at the cafe.
Yes,
and unfortunately, Roger's not with us anymore. He passed away back in 2013, I believe it was.
Well, the whole thing is, you and I are living a new life because young new groups, or even older groups that have been around as long as we have, are coming back and saying, this worked to a degree, it worked, and it was being torn apart by the Dr. No, ill repute people who wanted to run off with Nardcore and start dismantling the mystic land we had built. So we haven't done anything about going after these people. It's their choice if they want to be on their own, but they can't destroy Mystic. I won't permit that. So what we've done is rebuild, and Candace is in charge of the complete network now. So that's the lady boss, and I'm happy to have her by my side. She's terrific.
Oh, goodness. That's funny, because that's what Ron Fast calls me. He'll call me from the Rotters. He'll say, how you doing, boss lady?
Well, that's it. You're boss lady to me. And the Rodders, they are so funny. I mean, can you imagine not speaking any Japanese and becoming number one disc jockey in Japan playing punk
music? Oh, yeah.
That's incredible, isn't it?
It is. Well, and, you know, we're so glad to have COA on our label.
Yes. Wonderful band, London's great sound, and I promise I'm going to sit down and really give it a good listen.
Well, you can start.
I play everything all day as background, as punk music playing all day long around me. But I want to listen more to this because I see the history, I see the sound, and I want to help more. So talk to me about what we need to do.
Well, we need to play FSU for CLA. Picture on your Facebook page that says Joe Snow and Adam Fuscaldo, and I was just wondering,
George Snow,
who's that singing? It looks like
that's
James
Allen. George Snow.
Oh, I feel bad because it looked like James Valenzuela. And I was wrong.
No, that's George.
It really looks like James. Do you know James Valenzuela from Yapo?
I don't.
Oh, okay. He's on Mystic. and has been on Mystic for a couple of years now. So that's funny.
Right on, right on.
So what did you think of that song, Doug?
What?
What did you think of that song?
I loved it. That's, you know, we got to talk and we got to do more with this radio show. Somehow we've got to get you back on the air. Where and how do people replay this? Do they go to Mystic? They ask me, well, where's the radio show? So I say, go to Mystic HQ, MysticRecordsHQ.com, and it
right.
will tell you. Does it
yeah,
tell
it
you
does, yeah.
how to listen to the radio? Because I don't want to send people somewhere where it doesn't.
Well, there's a special tab on the website that says Mystic Records
to it, right?
Radio.
Okay.
And you click
so
on
you
that
can play,
and scroll down.
So you can play all this. So you can go there and play all this, right?
We have like 3 years of it or 4 years of it up.
Well, I used to do that years ago, so now I'm going to go back and listen to this radio show today. This was interesting, and I want to relive it, so I'll go back and find it.
Well,
you're
it'll
dealing
be
with
first...
an old man, guys, so sometimes the memory's not there. I forget who I am, but I'm still trying.
No, you don't. No, you don't. You don't ever forget who you are, you silly.
I don't forget who you are, and I don't forget the bands. I just love the bands because they speak their piece, and they want to change the world, and I'm their stage. You're their manager. You're the stage manager. I'll hold the stage up. I'll keep it out there. It's their platform. They can have it, and they can say what they like. And I love this band. I really do. Thank you very, very much.
Oh, you're
well,
welcome, Doug. Thank you for having us.
Here's another song by COA. Doug Moody and Kevin from COA. Now tell me, Kevin, what does COA stand for?
Okay, well, here's the thing. We started off Cholos on Acid back in 1986. Then when we went through some changes and some breakups, one of our old members decided to try and sue us for the name. So, long story short, I figured it's better off to get rid of a dark cloud, let him go his own way, and we'll just go by COA. So it made my life easier, you know, rather than getting dragged through court and all this. And he's stubborn and very vindictive, and him and George never got along.
Oh,
basically,
that's
they've
that's
always butted
sad.
Me.
No, that's
well,
sad to hear that.
People.
So, but what does the new COA stand for?
Well, since we've had a lot of Venice influence in our past and gotten to play with a lot of Venice bands, we've played with Excel numerous times, we played with Evil. So we revamped it and reorganized it to Psychos, C-Y-C-O-S.
on acid.
I see.
But
okay.
Then we decided, let's just stick with the nostalgia of COA. That's where we started. That was on all the flyers that we started with the COA. So
there you go.
That's what we are, is COA.
Okay. All right.
And that's where you get the references to the real COA. So
there you go.
Us.
Yeah.
And,
it'll work.
Well,
it'll work.
It's
and
happening.
The band will speak for itself. So put up a sign of where the radio station is and do a show featuring this one. Get like all a half an hour an interview with them and put it up there where radio is and says meet COA. I would suggest you put one up there for them. So do a show
it,
with them.
It goes
there
up
go.
Automatically.
Yeah. Okay.
As soon as we're broadcasting live at the moment, and we have about 30 listeners listening in today. Hi everybody. So glad you tuned in. And
thank you.
When people want to listen to the show again, they can go to www.mysticrecordshq.com or .net. And at the top of the page, there's different subheadings. And Mystic Records Radio is to the far right. And you scroll down, and there's a little player, and it plays the most recent show all the way back streaming live to... I think we started these like 5 years ago, so they're all on there.
Wonderful.
So if I
want to
share this particular show on our site, can I just go to the most recent and share?
Yes.
What I can do is put it up on YouTube because I can download a copy of it and then put it up on YouTube, and then it'll play through without any going backwards. I've noticed sometimes the player doesn't always play them exactly how they were recorded, and I started working on the show from last Saturday getting it ready for YouTube because the player kept jumping around. I've got to get a hold of the company who sets this platform and ask them why it's not playing back correctly, but, you know, live is always best, right?
Perfect. So, yeah, the link will be there on YouTube. That's perfect.
In the punk world, nothing's perfect. Nobody wants us, but we're here.
Well, that's reality. Nothing's perfect.
Nothing's perfect, and I fit in good. I was never a perfect person.
Exactly. And I'm a perfect
example. I never wanted to be.
Okay. I just want to send some love to all of you and thank you for making me the happiest guy on earth that my dream is coming to reality, that there's a platform where people can jump on it, say what they want, and be respected for saying it. It's just a dream come true for me. Thank you, guys. Thank you.
Well,
and bless you, Candy.
Thank
you. COA's got your back, and we're happy to be part of the family, and we're doing all we can to promote and get this rolling and get this out there and get new listeners and new people involved and shows. And, you know, I know a lot of the other bands. We played with a lot of the other bands. We're already talking about getting Mystic Records shows together, Fatal Air.
All right.
John,
well,
John
we'll,
from Fatal
we'll,
Air used to sing for COA back in the early 90s, and
so we'll,
he's a good friend of mine.
We'll do the best we can, and if we need some guidance, pick up the phone and say, "Hey, go in this direction or do this. Give us a helping directional hand," because Kenny and I talk every day on the phone about what we should do, what we need to do. And we're trying. We don't cover every base. We don't cover every group all the time. So stick your hand in.
Vice versa. If you guys have any ideas for us or, you know, need anything from us, we're here too. So
bless your heart. I'm going to get off the radio show. Otherwise, it's all about Doug Moody and not about the group. So I'm now part of COA. So Go take the show back, Candy. Bye.
Well, before
bye,
you leave, before you leave, Doug, I want you to hear one more song by the Hyman Blasters. This is In Looking Out, where they have their saxophonist and their flute player has come back because they're so excited to be on this bit. Laying down tracks for Mystic right now for the covers album. They're doing a cover of RKL, Think Positive, and Circle of Fear by Dr. No.
Oh my God, we're gonna stir up the past now.
Yes, we are. And Kevin, any of the Mystic bands that you want to do a cover of, I think we talked about it before. Have I talked to you about the cover?
I don't think we've talked about that before, Candy.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. Doug's putting out the Mystic covers, and what we're doing is having the new band do cover songs of the old songs. Like, if you have a favorite Mystic song that you would like to record, we will put it on the next album coming out called the New Mystic Covers.
Right on. That sounds awesome.
Yeah.
That sounds like a blast.
So Doug,
Dr. No, God Told Me To just came to mind.
There you go. We don't have anybody that's wanting to do that one yet, so that
yeah,
sounds
that,
like a
that
good
was always
plan.
One of my favorites. Perfect. Yeah, that sounds like a lot of fun.
So, Doug.
Yeah?
Are we keeping you from anything?
No. I'm fascinated to listen to this. I just get carried away sometimes talking too much.
No, you don't.
I'm better off listening because I'm learning all the time.
Well, and with the internet and the platform that your good friend Richie Goddard invented, did you know that, Kevin? Richie Goddard of the Strange Loves, that originally wrote, what, My Boyfriend's Back, I Want Candy.
Hang on, Sloopy.
Hang
and
on, Sloopy.
I Want Candy. Yeah, he was a songwriter in the 50s and 60s.
And he received
the
vision.
He started the downloading from an idea we talked about, and I said, everything is going to be like on the telephone in the future. We're not even going to see each other. And now they've gone past making it just a telephone world. What they're doing is making it into a robotic world, and I'm fighting against every damn robot because I don't want to spend my life pushing buttons. I like being face-to-face
like human
with people.
Yeah,
exactly.
Human interaction.
Yes.
No,
just
I've
like
been in the service industry for 30 years. I love dealing with people. You know, that's what it's all about.
Yeah, one of these days the stores will be paying you to stay at home and so they can make deliveries.
That's
have drones
Amazon.
Dropping shit on you.
That's how it used to be in the old days. When I was a kid, we had the Helmsman who came around with bakery goods.
Helms Bakery, yeah.
Remember that? Oh, and I always got my free cookie. And then we had a vegetable guy named Gus who used to come by with fresh vegetables.
But that's different. That was not organized delivery all over the world, all over the country from China or somewhere or Germany. It was a local guy in business for himself, which I'm all for. It was people working with people and supporting a town. Now we don't know who owns what. And it's all, like, streamlined. It's production line. I mean, Henry Ford was wonderful in designing the strip of cars coming out. Instead of one or two a day, he could make 100 a day. It was a wonderful idea, and it probably helped save England during the war, having a marvelous machine in America that were making airplanes and guns and tanks and things, because I can recall, and this is why, Candice, I shut up, because I run off at the mouth too much. I'm recalling that, I'll tell you another story. I was a messenger boy during the air raids because we had to keep the telephones alive. And during the air raids, we had kids like me who were 14, 15 years old running and dodging bombs and machine guns and making sure the telephones worked. Because we carried messages from one side of the city to the other. And then I was in the Air Force, and then I was doing air traffic control, and we were feeding the Germans. And I saw where all the food came from, and I said, I'm going to America after the war. I'm never going to be hungry again. So I've never been hungry. So now you know why I don't keep interrupting, because I get carried away, and I talk and talk. Shut up, Doug.
No, you're fine. We like to hear
your
stories. Yes. And, you know, it must have been traumatic to grow up in England in the 1940s when England was being bombed so hard. I mean, you've been through a lot, and it's just fantastic the way you've come through it and devoted your life to helping others.
I don't want to go there.
I got to cut out. Being stuck in Santa Barbara for the last week with all these mudslides.
It goes out to all
the victims out there. It's
okay,
we
pray for your safety and hope you come through everything okay, mate.
I just want to thank you both for everything. And as far as, you know, the Super 7 and the covers and everything else, count us in. We're going to do the best we can. We've got your back. And we're definitely here to support our new world and get this really going. So thank you, Doug. Thank you, Candy, for supporting us.
Well, you're very welcome. Mystic Records loves you.
And you
and
guys
thank
had
you for
one
your
and
work.
Me too. I join her in that. I'm 100% for you. I love the sound of the band. I love your attitude. Pay some attention and see what I'll put my oar in the water and see if we can get the boat going in your direction. That's all.
Sounds awesome. I appreciate it.
And it's nice that you're helping the victims of the flood and the mudslides there in your area.
Well,
that's really kind of you.
I lived in Montecito for 10 years, so I'm definitely a part of that community. And I'm in Oxnard now, but the freeway's shut down indefinitely right now between here and Oxnard. So I've been going back and forth via boat and train, and it's been a long week. So.
Wow. Well,
thank you for sharing
your
day with us. Thank you.
And
yes.
Thank you, guys, and have a great day. We'll talk soon.
Bye.
All right.
Bye.
Take care.
All right.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right, Candice, what's next? The end of the show?
Now we have more of the Hymen Blasters. You're going to love
this. Go for it. I'm still
all
here.
All right. Okay. Album Lost in Time. The track is The Fix. Doug Moody.
Yes, ma'am.
It's
I'm
just
listening.
You and me. Just you and me in the studio.
Oh, okay. What do you want to talk about? What do you want to talk about? Your radio show, Mystic,
well,
or any ideas you have that you want to implement for the future? What do you want to talk about? Pick a subject.
Well, what did you think of that last song by the Hymen Blasters?
It moved me considerably that I want to study what they're saying, what they're doing, because we have such an avalanche. You're such a busy beaver. You're putting out records, and with me trying to, you know, keep the format of the company going, I don't have the time to live with just one band here and there. I'm listening to a whole load. So what this has done for me today has made me concentrate on COA and the Hymen Blasters. It's brought me into focus that we have young or even older guys that have been around and with us or associated with us for, I don't know, 20 years?
Yeah.
And I've been doing this for 60 years now. I've been putting out records. 60 years. Can you imagine? I came here when I was 30, and I'm now, next year will be 90 years old. It's incredible. So now the
thing we're looking for 10 more good years, because when you hear 100,
we're
going to have a big
just
blowout.
I'm like that bunny. Just wind me up and away I go, you know. Listen.
Well, you know, I'm really excited to have the new bands coming on Mystic and
yes.
Last week we released COA and from Under Exposure.
Yeah.
Josh was on for a little bit. We played one of his songs, and Hymen Blaster stepped in for a moment in between their radio gig and recording. Their recording.
Yeah.
Studio. They stepped out for a moment, and we had so many fun people on today. And, you know, these are bands that have been around a long time. They've grown up with Mystic. And,
yes.
You know, they're just so excited to be on Mystic, you know. And the platform that we provide now makes it a snap to get it up and get it out there. I mean, there's a lot of paperwork involved in entering all the metadata into the computer, but I enjoy
sure.
volunteering my time just as you have given your time to the artist all these years. We enjoy what we're doing.
I'm with you 100%, and you focused me today on two bands that I'm aware of, but I want to focus a little more attention. They're both different. They're both working to tell people how they want their world that they want to live in, and there's nothing wrong with that. God, we've even got a president telling everybody how to live, and he doesn't do any good.
I think he
doesn't understand music.
I think he needs a mute button sometimes.
A mute button. I love it. We'll put a Mystic skull on a mute button.
Well, anyway. You know, I mean, it's different to think something, but then to actually say it and shame everybody because of your mouth, I mean,
well,
I think
what's wrong. What's wrong is he's never really been amongst people. That's the problem. If you're going to serve people, then you've got to, like you were a musician, I was a musician. We saw all the failures that occur because, you know, people don't pay attention to the basic thing. You've got to work hard to be successful at anything. So if you're going to have a record company, you've got to work at the record company being successful, not the records. It's not always a question of getting a gold record and having millions of people after you, when if you can reach 100,000 people and that 100,000 people will reach another 100,000 people, you don't really see it as we used to see it in the old days when we had disc jockeys and local radio. We don't have that help anymore. We have word of mouth from one person to another person. It's slower. What would take 3 months to spread all across the country on radio now takes us 3 years of a band being slightly recognized on the internet. And so it takes us long, hard work to keep hammering back, and you don't really feel it, you don't really see it, but as each year goes by, our following or the belief in Mystic as being a platform is bigger and bigger each year. And I can see this past year in 2017, a huge acceptance of all of the bands, not just one here and one there and just one song, but people believing in a whole platform structure. We may have 400 or 500 bands out there that we're showing a platform of, and then these are not 500 hit records or 500 chart records. These are not things that are being repeated and repeated and repeated by people because they have names on them, because they have familiarity with music. What this is people finding each other through lyrics. You can find yourself, you can find your world in the lyrics of Mystic. So listen to what the bands are saying, and you'll find you're not alone. You're not alone, okay?
This is true, and do you know that we have launched 100 new bands in 2017?
Thank you. I wanted that figure, and I was afraid to ask, but I lost count after 60.
We've launched 100 new bands, and that doesn't include what we've done for 2018. And next week I have a couple more projects I'm working on. The Whining Pussies are coming to Mystic, and Fist Fight on Ecstasy.
There you are. You're doing wonders. How long is this show today, by the way?
Oh, it's as long as you want it to be.
Okay.
Would you like to hear another Hymen Blaster song?
I would indeed. Go for it,
this,
girl.
This one is called Show Me How. Player also is the one who plays the flute, and she was in a semi-retired state, and when she heard the album was released, she was so excited, she picked up her saxophone and her flute, and she's actually in the studio with them right now recording the new track for Mystic. And
I'm so excited.
Yeah. I can't wait to hear the new tracks they're laying down.
Well, you've done a job today, lady.
Well, you know, it's been fun, you know.
Yeah.
But if anyone is interested in the Hymen Blasters music, their album Freeze is out on iTunes on Mystic Records. And there are 14 really good songs on there, just like the ones you've been listening to. And they're on streaming sites worldwide. We're broadcasting worldwide at the moment, too.
All right.
We are.
Yeah.
We have listeners all over in the UK and in Africa and Japan.
Well, you're surprising me, so I'll say this is Doug saying hello to all of you out there in the world, and I hope you understand these are not personally chosen bands by us. These are bands that want to be heard, and what Mystic does is provide a platform for people who want to be heard, people who want to change the world, people who want to reach out and love each other. This is not for hate. This is not for, I don't know. It's a question of, I tell Candace, you are a we. And we want a place in this world that we can live in. We can love each other, we can love what we do, and we can be proud of it. And we're very, very proud of Mystic being a platform for you out there to find yourself among the lyrics written by the groups telling you how they want to live, how they want to feel, and how they want their world. It may be an imaginary world that we're creating called Mystic Land, but Candace is also creating a visual world called Café de Grand Hollywood, where one day you can go backwards and see where we started and be a part of it in video, and then switch to Mystic Records HQ.
.com
and
also .net.
go .net, mysticrecordshq.net, and you'll find a catalog of what we've recorded and released over the years, and you'll find all kinds of things of information on .net and all kinds of things for sale on .com. So that's
There's also a history page concerning Nardcore and a few other things that have recently been quoted on Wikipedia.
Wonderful. And therefore, there is also a spot there where you can listen to years of radio on Mystic and introducing different bands. So thank you for sharing your world with us. We're sharing our world with you. And you're welcome as long as you find yourself amongst the lyrics and the words of the Mystic bands. It's your world as well as ours. Bye.
All right. Well, thanks for having you, Doug. And here's one more song by the Hymen Blasters.
Talk to me, brother. Tell me what you know. Talk to me, brother, and open up your soul. I've seen a lot of good things. Thank you.
Thank you all for tuning in. We have all of our guests who tuned in today and called in, and we're looking forward to a new year on Mystic, 30 years of Mystic. And don't forget to party or go home. We'll see you next time. Bye.